Thunder Bay. The owner of the Thunder Bay shipyard says it has solidified the future of the business by acquiring city-based Fabmar Metals Inc. Heddle Shipyards already had a strategic partnership with the fabrication and marine repair specialist. In an announcement Tuesday, it said the company will continue to operate under the Fabmar brand. Dale Ryaninen will remain president of Fabmar. The statement said the acquisition will strengthen Heddle's position as the largest Canadian ship repair and construction company on the Great Lakes. It said the transition of Fabmar's personnel, equipment and inventory to the shipyard will accelerate the revitalization of the historic facility, which Heddle purchased in 2016. We can now focus on executing a number of projects before the end of the year, said Heddle president Sean Padulo. He said the company plans to dry dock the MV Kai Chiman for the Owen Sound Transportation Company, dock multiple tugs for a local operator, and prepare the fabrication hull to support work on the National Shipbuilding Strategy for C-SPAN Shipyards of Vancouver. Our strategy was to secure decades worth of fabrication work for Thunder Bay, Padulo said. The Kai Chiman is a passenger and vehicle ferry that crosses Lake Huron between Manitoulin Island and Tobermory on the Bruce Peninsula. Earlier this year, it was announced that the shipyard will play a role in building Canada's new polar-class icebreaker. Ryaninen said by joining Heddle, Fabmar will now become part of the history and legacy of the Thunder Bay shipyard. He added that he's excited to be part of the revitalization of the facility and to lead the team that will bring shipbuilding back to Northern Ontario. Fabmar currently has a staff of 12. In the coming weeks, it will begin recruiting for a number of positions including general laborers, carpenters, millwrights, machinists, electricians, crane operators, masons and other staff. Heddle also owns and operates shipyards in Hamilton and Port Weller, Ontario, and has facilities and operations on Canada's east coast.